This is Luke Prendergast and I'm interviewing Mrs. Gazzola as part of my HSC Australian History option on immigration to the Berwick area. Recorded on the 14th of September 1990 at the Gazzola House in Centre Road, Helen Valley. I lived next door to Mrs. Gazzola for the first 2 years of my life. Thanks for helping me out, Mrs. Gazzola.
It's alright. I appreciate.
When did you move to Australia?
1935.
Mm-hmm. And you moved here to marry a man you've never met.
Yes.
Could you tell us about that? Could you tell me about that?
I never met him, and just my husband wrote it to his sister, and they asked if they send the address from one girl because they want to get married. So his sister came into my place, and they gave me the address. And they wrote back to me straight away. And they asked me if they like to write to him. I said yes. In a fall later, they asked me to marry him. But I never said yes straight away because I wanted to write to my brother that was here in Australia and just ask him if he's a good boy, good worker. He said yes, he's very good. If you marry him, you're happy. So I write him back, yes. And in 1935, 9 months after the write for me, I've been here in Australia.
Was that a normal thing to happen back then?
No, there was then, a lot of them married by proxy. But a year after I arrived here, they changed. Straight away the governor, because some that come here, they don't want to go with this man and they don't like anymore. And the governor put deposit £200 in case the girl that don't like they got the fear to go back.
Yes.
And for me, that was too late.
Yeah, well, it was pretty
simple. Yeah, after this come out, because a lot of girls that come out here that was already married, they don't want to go with this, Probably they send the father, different father, and the way they see him.
Send a good looking one.
I don't know.
It was a pretty successful marriage though, wasn't it?
Yes, very successful
marriage. More than 50 years.
Yes, very happy.
How many kids did you have?
Two sons. Mm. Alda and Louis.
And they had kids?
Yes, they got four each. I got eight grandchildren. Four girls and four boys.
So,
and two great grandchildren.
Two great grandchildren as well.
Yes.
You came out here before any of the immigration schemes such as assisted passages, didn't you? You just came out here just to marry them?
Just to marry them. My husband sent me the money for the fee, come here.
And you moved straight to Berwick?
Straight here, in Helen Valley.
That's where your husband was already living?
Yes.
What was the Berwick area like then?
Very nice. I liked straight away. And here there was a lot of house. They look like a little town.
Pretty small though.
Small, yes, but there was a lot of house. And they take them away after before you come here. Yes, that's right. Take the house away and they leave just one here every, how many acres? There was 60 acres or something. Big block, Yes.
How were you accepted into the community?
Very good.
All friendly to you?
All friendly.
No racism or anything
The people, the Australian people, that was very good for me. And they helped me in many ways. Mm-hmm. Yes.
What was it like in a strange country? Did you speak English?
No. I'm better than Italy. Mm-hmm. Really. Told you the truth. I never regret to come here because I like so wide. Lot of work but plenty to eat. This is true, Luke.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
It's true.
Very sure, yes. Very,
very happy.
Your husband already ran a market garden, didn't he?
Yes.
Was that pretty successful?
Yeah, pretty good. You know, not for the start, but after the wartime, then they have a better, you know, more, they plant more veggies, they get more money, because they give the veggie to the governor, you know, for the soldier, they send them overseas. Yeah.
Then, and did you do anything yourself, or were you just a housewife?
No, I helped my husband a lot. So work in a barrack.
So it's a big family business.
A big, yes.
The son's going to it as well?
Yeah, well, my son, they go to school. When they come out from school, they milk a cow, and they light the fire to cook a dinner.
So you had it easy.
Yeah.
Was it a hard life, or?
No, I mean, not hard for me, anyway. I'm appreciating the working, really, you know, I'm happy to work and very happy.
And you won Tats Lotto, did you?
The boy, not me. The boy win once.
First division?
Yes, but there was a partner. You know, the men that worked for us, there was the four here, two my son, two Mrs. Pender, three.
Was two?
Two.
Yeah.
Two.
And then,
yes,
Mr.
Harry. I think seven altogether, anyway, with the other part, you know, with the but four, two sons, my son and two Mrs. Pender, from our family, Fabre and Gazzola.
What is the connection between the Fabres and the Gazzolas and the Berticellos?
The Berticello is a cousin for us.
And the Fabres are just friends?
And now, Fabre, my husband, that was Mrs. Fabre's sister. Mrs. Fabre was sister of my husband.
Sister-in-law
for me, you know. Yeah. And the Berticello, Mr. Fabre, and Mrs. Berticello was brother and sister. That is, you know, it's a large thing. You
know. How's the Hallam Valley area changed since you've
been? They changed a lot because, you know, now they sell, my son, they sell the farm, and now all the new hair's grown up.
Mm-hmm. And could you tell me about your husband's homemade wine?
Yeah, they make wine, they buy the grape, and they got the barrel, they make a wine in a big tub, and they put the wine in the barrel, and they leave it there for 2 or 3 months, and after they bottle the wine, and we kill the pig, we make salami. It's a lot of work, but, you know, very nice. Yeah.
Okay.
And we have, and my husband, they look after, we have a lot of grazing care, you know. And my husband look after the care too, you know.
Okay, no, that's great. Thanks for helping me. Thanks for
that's
the interview.
That's right, yeah. That's good.
It's been really good. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, it's enough?
Yep, that's great.
That's good.
I've been talking to Mrs. Gazzola about proxy weddings, market gardening, and homemade wine. For now, it's Luke Prendergast signing off, and it's back to Robbie Hansen in the studio.
Was Mr. Gazzola a good Murray Grey cattle?
Yes,
very
right.
Quality.
Oh, yes. It's very, you know, they like cattle, you know, they look after them, not because they're a lot of calf, you know. My husband, they like very much. And Louis was the same, my son.